Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and drink cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the La Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Fuck it.
We're back on the air. This piece of shit sucks. this blows.
You know who we get? You know who gets to play for the new setup, right?
Oh, Deuce can go to hell. Skype could go to hell.
Oh, no, boy. Oh.
Blog Talk, well, so far we haven't had any issues. But all, and any of our other hosting sites could go to hell, because I know they're giving us grief on other ends for other things.
For more things than you could possibly ever imagine.
Oh, this blows. Oh, so, no one's listening, so it doesn't matter. If anybody decides to listen to...
They don't know about it. That's odd.
If anybody decides to listen to this at all...
Don't give them the number to call.
Oh, no, I wouldn't give them the 914-803-4124 number.
Not the 1-800-223-9797 number either.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, for those that bother, I mean, this is going to be I'm so fucking annoyed.
Wow!
I am so fucking annoyed right now.
Well, you can tell that to Diddles. Take it up a deuce behind the scenes later.
That's terrible.
But, whatchamacallit. So, obviously, we haven't been on the air in, 2 weeks now, alright?
Well, for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different reasons. A whole plethora of reasons. None of them bad. You know, just real life shit. So
we also got to mention this too, that the live show that was supposed to be happening is not happening anymore. So not anytime soon.
Yeah. So either way, this is gonna be made available. This is going to be made available for anybody who gives a shit. There's not gonna be much to it. This is really a test run. So you know, it's basically for anybody who listened to the last two shows. Thank you. There was all kinds of audio problems. We were having just difficulties. And me and Sid finally found an opportunity to get on and see if we can correct it. And
Mr. Studley, producer in the background, actually just decided to actually get up off his butt instead of doing things right. So.
Yeah, so basically this whole show is a work... the whole goddamn show from the beginning has been a work in progress, but this one more so than others. It's up there for anybody who wants to listen to it. I don't know what we're going to talk about because we don't got that much time. We literally, it's not going to make sense, obviously, for those that download it, you know, but for a likelihood that someone actually decided to listen in from the get-go, we're 15 minutes late.
Well, here's exactly. We scheduled for 9 o'clock, you know, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, yada, yada, yada. But apparently due to some issues that we've had, again, thanks, Deuce, we're 15 minutes late. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, we are 15 minutes late. It was only a half an hour show. So basically, as anybody who listens to this or who downloads it can clearly hear, the mics are working fine, finally.
Right.
So we got that problem fixed.
Not an
issue. It took us like 4 weeks to do it, but we got it fixed.
It took us 4 weeks and a producer to get dumped to get it fixed. Oh, did I put it out there? I'm sorry.
So we got that part of it fixed. And now it jumps into fucking... So then we get that fixed, but then we couldn't get on the air. We couldn't... we were ready to go 15 minutes before showtime. We weren't like fucking around. We were here. We were fucking around, ready to go though, and then the whole shit just would not go. It would not fucking go.
You know what? Honestly, if we have 15 minutes and you're looking for something to do, like you want to, I got some emails from the mailbag if you want to go for it.
I mean, we can. This is definitely going to become more of a podcast. If we want to try to go live, we could try to jump. We could try to jump on at another block this evening, but I don't know if we really want to do that.
I mean, it's up to you. If you want to do it, we can do it. I mean,
we'll play it by ear right now because I'm ready to kung fu kick fucking Deuce out the window. So
sorry.
You know what I mean?
Hysterical.
So,
fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck you!
Who's next?
You know what, Deuce? You have no right to say anything at all. You get in our headsets. The poor boy. You know what? Can I put it out there, Deuce? Please?
What?
You know what? I'm going to anyway. It don't matter. I'm going to anyway. Anyway, our poor producer, our poor young producer, is smitten and in love. And maybe that has affected his quality of work the last month and a half.
Yeah.
Not just to say he's doing a spectacular job to begin with, but... but apparently, I think it was a couple weeks ago, was it me and you, Pubs, that we were clowning on him for going on this date, whatever?
Yes.
During the show? Anyway, it wound up turning out that she found somebody else or kicked him to the door or he smelled bad. I don't know what happened, dude. But he's now a single man, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen,
nice.
Nice.
Like persuasion. I'm sorry, dude. I have to put it out there. You know, he's into lovely walks on the beach.
Oh, man. You know, I don't, we can keep bagging on Deuce all night.
Oh, we're not.
I'm not trying to switch topics.
No, by all means.
I just want to get something out before I forget. Big up to Eric Adams. I got to get a hold of his ass, man. He wants to come back on this show. We just got to set it up. He had an MMA fight last week, and he actually won. The video is up on, he put up the video on YouTube.
Oh.
So
it was literally a shoot, brother.
It was a legitimate in the, what is it, six-sided or eight-sided ring? The cage up. Yeah, it was octagon with the cage up. Not professional timed wrestling as it's known by those on the inside. It wasn't, I'll put it like this. I don't mean to blow up his spot, but he already has. You know, and this will make sense to those that know when I say it. Eric Adams did not wrestle last week. Jose Rodriguez had a mixed martial arts match last week, which
kayfabe out the window. Kayfabe right out.
No, he's put, you know, like he's legit. You know what I mean? Like the kid, he has a gimmick. He works. You know, he does his, you know, he does the stuff that you guys see on TV, and he does it pretty well. But on the same note, he started really getting into serious shit about a year ago, if I'm right. And now it's starting to pick up steam, and now he's actually engaging in mixed martial arts matches down south. And he had another match last week, and he won. It was a 9-minute match, and he basically got the dude down and started throwing all kinds of crazy kidney and liver punches, all types of shit. Just left the dude pissing blood, man, straight up. Tap.
Speaking of MMA fighters, that, you know, big shout out to my boy, who I wound up seeing last night, Gus Larea. Went to his wedding last week, you know, married a sweet girl. He's actually opening up an academy here in Queens. So he's one of the Gracie trainees there for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
So I wound up running into him last week. Yeah, big shout out to MMA.
Yeah, we all, at this point, that's becoming a new thing. I know a dude out in Vegas that's training people and is part of the UFC. So far, he's 500. He's had two pro matches. He's 500. He's batting 500. But he's out there. He's same deal. He's also in with the Gracies. So go figure.
It's all shoot. Speaking of shoot, since we got 5 minutes left, Ari, shout out Deuce. You know, I could say we were working him to an extent about the relationship thing.
Yeah.
I could shoot on somebody else who we know, but I think I'll refrain from it.
Oh, come on. You know what, man? We got to stop this whole, we're going to refrain. Yo, man, if you got to go in.
You know me, actually. You know me. I don't bite my tongue to nobody sometimes, so just to not spare the person's feelings.
Tell them niggas why you mad, son. Tell them niggas why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son. What we got? Tell them why you mad, son.
You're killing me, baby. You're killing me. But anyway, maybe I'll put up a post somewhere about it in the future at the website www.myspace.com/DA Conglomerate.
Yeah. I don't even plug me tonight. I don't give a shit right now. Okay.
Backslash skills roll for the man.
So much better.
Backslash skills roll for the man over on my right hand corner with the steam coming out of his ears.
Oh, this whole show is just really...
not bad. No,
the show's not bad. The show's not bad because we usually pull through.
I think this is what it is. I think we have to owe it to our audience. The reason we haven't been on the air live the last couple of weeks. So this gives them an explanation. It does. You know, I think we kind of explained it and set out our purpose.
In fact, we had tons of fucking problems. So, but it looks like we've cleared them up. We've cleared up the problems. So the next show, we can't set an official date yet because there's still too many things swirling around. But the show is not done. Let me put it like that. There's a lot of one and done shows on Blog Talk. I'll put it like that. Like since we started in August, out of the few shows that I had some correspondence with, right?
Yeah.
At that period, literally, maybe a fifth of them are still doing stuff, you know, when they can. Like, you know, free time. Because all of this is just hobbies, you know. Nobody's really getting paid off of it.
Well, I've always said that to everybody else.
But a lot of the other ones just fell by the wayside. Mm-hmm. Because I guess that theory, you know, it's just like trying to do it and, you know, like trying to come up with shit and trying to keep your mouth talking and trying to come up with things interesting and trying to actually, in our case, where we actually try to produce shit, you know what I mean, and have shit.
Well, we save out the syndicator a lot of costs. In hindsight, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows that can't front. They just go on the air and they start talking. There's nothing wrong with that if you're a talk radio person. We try to bump it up sometime. You know, we try to give you news clips.
We actually have to do a morning show.
We play music, you know, we got the sound effects, even though, you know, me and Deuce are usually battling. We get, at this point, after the last show, when we got the Chris Brown audio, you know, from my girl, you know, we got Man on the Street stuff popping now. It's ridiculous.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I mean, we're the only show that has to have a hip-hop fan base that loves us because we're speaking for them.
International fan base who loves political conversations about American politics.
Yes, and we have grumpy old white men who just like listening in to hear us, to wait for us to fuck up.
Great.
We're just going a little bit long. Fuck it.
Thanks, dudes. By the way.
Yeah, I'm not even going to acknowledge it. I'm not acknowledging any of the live show. Just in the likelihood that anybody's listening live, we're going to go off the air. But for most of you guys who download it, you're not even going to notice it.
This is an Easter egg. Let's put it like that. This is our Easter egg. To explain why we haven't been on the air in a couple weeks. Obviously, you could get all the plugs on the previous shows. But also, if you tune in on the syndicated version this weekend, there's a big 90s mega mix that you might want to tune in and download. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to definitely hype that up. In the coming weeks, we're going to start.
I'm going to try it in the booth.
We're going to have some mixes. We're going to try to incorporate a little bit more music. We're going to get the kinks worked out. Yeah, also, like you said, live show, the big live group show that Sid was hoping to get popping kind of fell through. We may or may not have something.
Hold on, don't tell too much. Son.
No, I'm not going to tell too much. We may have something lined up. We can't promise. Either way, the show's going to be here, so you'll know. The bigger the show, the more hype it'll have. We'll just leave it at that.
All right. Yeah, that's a good way. That's the PAB on the SID.
So let's do this the right way, okay?
Post game show is brought to you by Christ. I can't find it. The hell with it.
Yeah, yeah. We just wanted to make it official. Besides, I haven't played that clip in a while, and I actually watched Major League a couple
awesome.
Days ago.
That is awesome.
One of the few movies where I personally believe, even though they had a third one that was only like in the theaters for about a week.
Yeah, right.
The third one's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad. It's all right for what it is.
You can't compare it to the first two.
No, of course not. There's no
you
way.
You want to know what kind of chip people are? The state of crackheadedness? Is that a legit word? The state of crackheadedness that people are on these days?
What?
I was on a website today. They posted up, you know, it's March Madness going on right now.
Yeah.
They posted up a pseudo 64, I don't want to say 64, I think it's 24 movie bracket of greatest baseball movies of all time. And in the first round was Major League versus The Sandlot.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, nah, man. See, now we're going to get into some movie talk, man. Yo. Wait a minute. Now, I'm a big sports movie buff, and I'm not even talking about the drama. I'm into the comedies. Like, yo, I was just watching Wildcats yesterday.
Wildcats is an awesome movie.
All right? And I actually have some, like, 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon type of personal tie to that movie, only
okay.
because the house that Goldie Hawn lives in the movie, in Chicago, right, because it was set up in Chicago, is a house that my second aunt, I think it is, lived in. She actually lived in the house. Like, it was her and my second uncle's house. And when I moved to Chicago, they babysat me for the first year. Ironically, about maybe a month or two after they stopped babysitting me, I was about 7 or 8 at the time, they moved in to start, they used the house as her house in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
So I got to see the filming from a distance, and it's kind of bugged out because that place, I think to this day, is a three-family apartment, like a three-family brownstone type of deal, three-family house, right? I think it's more of a brownstone, but it doesn't look like a New York brownstone. It looks more like a house, but they're all connected and shit if you ever go down there. Because it's not country. It's actually it's an inner-city urban area. But they converted it into one whole house. For the movie. So it never looks like three apartments. It looks like one complete house top to bottom. So I just thought I'd put that out there. So I was watching that. So I'm big into the sports comedy. See, I bring it all the way back. All
right, so how about I give you the pull here and you tell me what movie was better?
All right, go for it, man. I'll go.
Right. Here, this was the first matchup. It was a team of eight, all right?
All right.
Sandlot and Major League was the first one.
Both good movies, but I don't think they should be paired off with each other. I think that's a bad pairing. It's two different things entirely.
Bad pairing. Mr. 3000, Bull Durham.
That's a no contest.
It's Bull Durham.
Yeah, that's a no contest right there.
Pride of the Yankees, the Jackie Robinson story.
Ooh, now that's actually a decent pairing.
Mm.
I mean, Pride of the Yankees wins.
Yeah.
Because it stands out,
right?
But the Jackie Robinson story, Jackie was in the movie.
Yeah, right.
Jackie played himself in the movie.
Yeah, right. Eight Man Out, Rookie of the Year.
Jesus, we're reaching. We're reaching. I can't even comment on that. It sounds like if I had to pick one, Eight Man Out, but. Because Eight Men Out is based on,
it's
what really happened. It's a true story. It's the Black Sox scandal.
All right. Let's see. Fear Strikes Out versus The Fan. I think that's another no contest, too.
Wait, what was the first movie? I missed that.
Fear Strikes Out?
Yeah, The Fan. That's no contest. That's The Fan just on name recognition alone.
Yeah, I think so as well. Beer League versus Angels in the Outfield from 1951, not the Model Man version.
All right. In that respect... You got to give it to Angels in the Outfield. In that respect, but you know what? And I'm an Opie and Anthony fan, so this is kind of sacrilege to say this kind of shit. I like Beer League.
Yeah.
Name me another fucking softball movie.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's over the top with the dick and fart jokes. You know, it's really over the top. But
right.
I thought the movie, dude. I know a ton of softball. I know you know them too. Now that I think about it. We know a ton of softball freaks. I don't know about you on your end, but. Everybody I know that plays softball loves that fucking movie because they're all like, I've been on a team
that's
like that. Or I play against a team that's like that. You know, so it's just like, shit.
Field of Dreams versus Bleacher Bums, I think that's a no contest as well.
That's, you know what's funny? I've seen Bleacher Bums. Bleacher Bums was, for people who don't know, that was a made-for-cable flick. It was a Showtime movie.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. It's not bad if you watch it in the context in which it was created. It was made for cable TV. And that's as far as it should go. You know, it wasn't a big block, but like if you, just because you can rent it or buy it in the store doesn't mean it was made for the theaters. But compared to, it's a no contest. It's a complete no contest. Not a bad movie, but it's a complete no contest.
How about, here's the last one from this round. Chasing 3000 versus It Happens Every Spring.
I haven't really seen those, so I can't comment on those. Now, we're talking baseball movies. See, I got general sports movies in mind because I remember a while ago. You put me onto this when Maxim had the greatest sports movies list. When Maxim actually from the beginning,
it was actually good. Yeah, when the magazine was actually good.
Now, do you remember the number one sports movie that they rated?
Wow, that was almost 10 years ago, man.
I remember it especially because I just watched it again recently. I actually got a copy of it finally this past week, last week, excuse me.
Was it Rudy?
No, it was not Rudy. It was a comedy. These were comedies. Let me be fair, it was comedies. Greatest, like a guy flick. So they were talking, not drama. They weren't talking like melodrama. You still there?
It's, I can't remember the name of the movie now. It was a 70s movie.
Yes, it was.
Paul Newman.
Yes.
Yes, the Hanson Brothers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's one of the, I agree, that is the greatest movie of all time.
Slapshot. Slapshot hockey movie.
Yeah, great movie.
I was just actually busting my head, because I'm like kind of in a sports comedy zone the last couple of weeks. I've been watching that. Fucking Replacements. And I say that with love. Replacements, I don't know, maybe it's just me. It seems like one of those movies that when it comes on TV, unless you have something else to watch, you just kind of leave it there.
Yeah, winners want the ball and the game's on the line, Shane.
Thunder Scar!
We
don't need to say it to those who know.
Yeah. Any Given Sunday, I think I was talking about it with a friend of mine the other night, too. You know.
Any Given Sunday, I think it's pretty good. I think it was overhyped. So that's for it. I think it has that shadow because of, like, it's Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx. You have all these named people in there.
Yeah, but Dennis Quaid as the broken-down quarterback, I think that's pretty good. It's a pretty good role for him to do.
Yes, I thought that would work great. A silly fucking movie that, for some reason, it sticks out in my head, Unnecessary Roughness.
Oh, excellent movie.
It's just so fucking silly, man.
Yeah, Rob Schneider's like very first roll off of any guy.
And a lot of people have seen that. A lot of guys have seen that movie, but they don't remember the movie. They just remember the goddamn call with the fumble.
Fumbleruski, Fumbleaya.
Yeah, Fumbleaya, Fumbleruski. Fumbleina Wilkerson fumbles the ball.
Right. But they don't remember that it's Quantum Leap Scott Bakula as the quarterback, the 40-year-old quarterback who comes back to college.
Yeah, with fucking Sinbad as his tackle.
That's right. And then they don't remember the backup quarterback coming in before Scott Bakula actually gets there, and he's getting chased by like three guys, and he's like, tells the ref, he's like, blow the whistle! Blow the whistle! That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's an oddball. But it's funny, I only thought about this because, like I said, I watched the Major League flicks. I watched all three of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? All three of them are not bad. Obviously, you can't. The first one set a standard. It set a very high standard. So the second and third one are not going to match it. But you have to think, if they're going to get watered down with age, the third one's not that bad in that context. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I can see where you're going with
this. It's not bad. Now, I'll tell you what two sequels I will not watch. I refuse to watch.
All right.
Slapshot 2 and 3.
No. Because they were done years after, you know. So. And plus, no Paul Newman either.
Yeah, well, they could. They made the movies. They made Slapshot 2 like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, that, I think that was the...
With one of the Baldwins, with Steven.
Yeah, well, that should have been the first clue.
And then they made a new one. There's a Slapshot 3. I don't even know who's in it. I haven't bothered with it. I haven't.
It's like Bring It On 5.
It's Bring It On 5.
As a matter of fact, you know what? I was watching Role Models the last week.
Yes.
With my boy, with two of my friends and his girlfriend. You know, celebrating my birthday, my past birthday, whatever.
Yeah.
And the previews, they start showing this cheerleading movie, and I kind of look over to my boy, and I was like, yo, Cal, this is like Bring It On 37, right? And I said it like an idiot. Next thing you know, the trailer goes on, Bring It On, Fired Up. I'm like, oh, God, thank God.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I'm just being an idiot. I didn't think I was expectedly going to be right.
Oh, man, we need a real big kick-ass sports comedy again. We haven't had, like, one big, big good one. Like, what was the last big major? I mean, I think The Replacements is probably the last one, and not that it was big. It just, it kind of sticks out. Like, everybody we know tends to like that movie or have seen it multiple times.
The Replacements, well, it was on TBS every other weekend.
But yeah, but I'll put it like this. I'm going to play the stereotype role here, all right? Just right. Because Lifetime shows the same three movies with fucking, right, you know, with some young actress that's now making
Meredith Baxter Burney.
No, I would have trying to go with the usual joke, but you know, since they're gonna play the same fucking movies with like Claire Danes and shit, you know, like 50 times, you know, it doesn't mean I've seen that movie, but for some reason I see Replacement like the 20 times they play it in a 6 month period,
absolutely,
and I don't have a problem watching it.
No, no, not at all, because you're dancing along with Shane Falco during the I Will Survive scene.
What are some good recent ones, though, when you think about it? Like, I know a lot of people know Beer League, but Beer League is very cult. It's becoming more of a cult flick, you know what I mean, that people catch on DVD or when it's on cable at an oddball time. Like, I'm trying to think about, because, yo, man, I go to Blockbuster, which is infamous for... at this point, grabbing every B direct-to-DVD flick that comes out, particularly horror.
You're looking for your guest cameo in them, aren't you?
What happened?
I was like, you're looking for a guest cameo.
Yeah.
Self and guest cameo. with Walmart bin near you. Wink, wink.
Yes.
just plugging you, bro.
Thank you. That's right. I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
Be famous.
You'll be right up there with such great actors as Eric Roberts and Jeff Speakman, right?
Dude. I was just given a movie to check out. One of my boys I work with, like, you got to watch this movie. This new, get ready for it, Steven Seagal flick.
Oh, boy. Three-word title?
I don't know the title of it. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
But apparently it just came out on DVD. Of course it was like direct to DVD.
Of course.
All right, get ready for this premise. And when I start painting the premise, those who know will automatically scream ripoff.
Okay.
He plays like a lone guy, you know. And in a world that apparently vampires have increased in numbers, and he walks around fighting them. Well, I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the cover, and he's holding a katana blade, a sword.
Okay. So he's Buffy. we all know the movie that you're taking off.
Yes, he's Buffy. Yes, he's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Vampire Hunter.
He's a whiter version of that comic book character that we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to probably watch it, man. If I remember to give a review on it, I will.
I think we're all waiting with bated breath, my friend. I think we're all waiting. We're still on post-game show. I think
we are still on post-game show.
Wow. This is a first.
Yo, I hate it. So, you know what, man? Let's remind everybody what's up.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Da Bodega, Pablo and Sid.
No,
I'm so sorry.
I got love for Jason Statham, but my man is slowly cruising towards that bin.
I'm sorry, but every time I hear that voiceover, I'm just thinking that there's an episode of Fat Albert coming out too. Mush Mouth and the Gang. Okay.
I only said it because I just came across the commercial for Crank 2.
Yeah. Did you see the Red Band version of Crank, the trailer there?
No, I haven't seen the Red Band version of it.
Because if you saw obviously, if people who saw the first movie, there's one particular scene with the group of people that is going on.
Oh, when he's trying to get his heart rate up.
Yeah.
And I got to give that movie credit. As dumb as that premise was, they ran with it.
And it actually worked.
I got to give that scene credit because he couldn't finish, which is the most realistic thing. Because if he finished, it would have been game over.
Right.
They actually
right.
acknowledged it. They didn't try to play ignorant towards it. They were like, wait a minute. What's going to happen when he finishes?
Well, the Red Band trailer for Crank 2 actually has some promise of that.
Yeah, I heard they kind of revisit that type of scene, which is never a good sign.
Yeah, so that made this jump in the shark. And I like Jason Statham.
I love Jason. Jason's great.
I love The Transporter.
The Transporter series is a nice little niche series for him. He doesn't try to be anything more than what it is.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the old BMW film series with Clive Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Driver. That whole thing. There's another guy that should be sticking to action movies instead of doing serious roles. But
yeah, go figure. That's why I like this dude. Wow, what's his name? God damn it. The one that played King Leonidas.
Oh, 300.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. I can't remember the guy.
He does the voice for those. He also is the voice in the Watchmen DVD spinoff, the Black Freighter.
Yeah, right. Did you actually get a chance to see Watchmen?
No, I have not seen it. I'm like the one fucking fanboy that hasn't seen it yet.
I'm the second fanboy that hasn't seen it.
Well, all I know is, I don't know if you got this warning. I know a couple people that went and saw the movie without ever reading the source material. Okay.
Right.
They went on it based on hype and based on what they're hearing about it. And
right.
The big feedback I got was the movie was good, but a lot of blue cock.
Yeah, I get that a lot. And no squid. I got that too.
Well, yeah, but I knew that going in either.
Yeah.
For those that know that are listening, we don't own Explation. For those that don't know, be glad we don't have this. Just be glad you don't know. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's going to take way too long to explain it.
Yeah, that would be a whole 2-hour special.
Yeah, man. Also, but yeah, I love Jason, man. I saw that Crank 2. I was like, ooh, not a good look.
No. Well, you know what?
And he did the bank. He did a flick. What was it? I think the bank job. It was a
Italian job.
No, not the Italian job.
It's the bank job. You're right.
Which was really goddamn good, and it's not really an action flick at all. It's not an action movie at all. It's a very good movie. And then he jumps right back into it with Transporter 3 and fucking Crank 2.
Well, you know, he's probably got a buttload of money to do it. That's why.
Yeah. At least it's not Dragon Siege, whatever the fuck that movie was.
Wow. You were just on it with Jason Statham.
I know the movie because I like the man. All right, let me put it like that.
I do like him. I do like him as an actor. He's pretty good. Action flick, action hero, right?
Jason is, I don't know, maybe if I'm out of line on this, you know, please disagree with me.
No, not at all.
Jason to me feels like one of the last few throwbacks to the old school action guys.
Like Bronson and
yeah, that, man, that he just has a certain look. Like that motherfucker is balding. He always seems to have a 5 o'clock shadow. Like,
he's ripped.
He's in shape, but he's extremely humble. He comes across as one of those guys that even if he doesn't know how to really fight, just if the way he talks to you would make you shit a brick.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with that.
Like looking at Bronson, there is nothing about Charles Bronson, just at a glance, at an appearance glance, without knowing anything about him, that is intimidating. But to really take in that man once you pay attention to him, there's something very intimidating about that motherfucker.
Well, I think that's that big Colt 45 that he was holding in his hand, too. But that might have something to do with it. I think he's in that vein. I think Statham is in that vein of actors, not of action heroes, like the Seagals or the Van Dams. I mean, that's a totally different beast. So I think he goes back like the Dirty Harrys and, you know, the Brontons and I can't remember any other series.
Right? There was a couple of, he had guys like Steve McQueen who had a certain.
Yeah. Norris. Or about Norris, some aspect, if you want to throw that in there.
Yeah.
You know?
There was.
He did when there were a number of sequels. You know? I think that's another thing, besides with Seagal and Van Damme, they didn't actually do a series of movies that, you know, don't get me wrong, and we're glad that that didn't happen. But besides Under Siege 2, I don't think there was, like, Above the Law 9, you know?
Thank God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, there was the Death Wish series. For Norris, it was, what was it? The Iron Eagle series?
Delta Force?
Delta Force, that's it, Delta Force.
Yeah, Delta Force, yeah.
Frank Eagle is,
Lou Gossett.
Gossett.
Yeah, Lou Gossett always came across as more of a stern-ass teacher.
He's the sideline black guy. He's not the main black guy. He's the sideline guy.
I mean, my man played side track. My man got sidelined by Dolph Lundgren in The Punisher, all right? Let's remember that.
Yeah, like, if you couldn't find an extra-quality actor, Lou Gossett Jr. was available.
Yo, okay, how about this? Please tell me you've seen this. The Punisher movie, the new one, Warzone.
I haven't seen Warzone.
Shit. Okay, so we can't. We gotta.
No, we talked about it. We talked about it behind the scenes before.
Yeah, we talked about like before we had seen it. I've seen it.
Oh.
I have seen it, and my opinion of it is compared to the three, it's probably the most authentic.
Okay.
In my opinion, definitely the most graphic. So for anybody who likes the action flicks, gory, that's the fucking movie right there.
Really.
That's it. I don't know what it is. With some of the flicks nowadays, maybe I have to believe that with this whole torture horror genre that opened up a couple of years ago where they really started amping up the gore,
mm-hmm.
like they really started getting like authentically gory with their movies. Like, of course, all the horror remakes are now really gory. You know what I mean? Like they really amp it up. And case in point, I'll give you an example of a non-horror movie that does it. Rambo, the last Rambo flick.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which I liked. I thought it was a very good... I thought it really brought it back to the roots of the character, my opinion. But it was very gory. It was extremely gory.
Yeah, the guy shoots a cannon in the dude's face.
Exactly.
In the trailer. That's only the trailer. So, yeah. That, although the trailer got red banned when it first premiered. But.
Yeah, so Punisher Warzone is very similar, and it does it right out the gate. So when you watch it, like literally 5 minutes into the movie, it kicks off with a bang. So on the gore aspect, on the attitude, I think it works.
Was he the best Punisher?
See, now that's subject to debate.
Okay.
A lot of people I know like Thomas Jane.
I kind of like Thomas Jane myself.
Let me preface this with saying I don't have a problem with Thomas. I like Thomas.
You like Dolph Lundgren.
No, and then put it this. I like Dolph because his demeanor. I've actually watched that movie a couple weeks ago. His demeanor, his attitude in that movie, I thought was perfect for the character.
You don't wear a skull, you get no points.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the gear. I'm just talking about attitude, like face.
I know.
When you see this one, check this out. When you see this one, there's going to be certain little things that happen that are going to make you go, ah.
Right.
It doesn't ruin the movie. The character is like, eh. Like Frank, the character Frank Castle does have a heart for certain people. But the way he goes about showing it, you know, I just felt out of all three,
right.
I think Dolph probably hit the nail more on the head. Because if you remember in the original one, there was even like the kids and stuff. And even when he did it, he just kind of like didn't give a shit. He kind of almost like just did it. Like he just kind of did it. You know what I mean? But Ray, what's the guy's name? Ray Stevenson or something like that? I forgot.
Yeah.
He did a good job, though. It's not bad at all. I would love to see another one done with him, but, you know, it's probably not going to happen.
was the other question I had to ask you about this one? Microchip, yes or no?
Rabbit?
Microchip, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Microchip, jigsaw. Yeah, basically microchip, jigsaw, soap, detective soap.
Yep. Okay.
Characters from the comic books are present. Are present, and it's kind of cool. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing. The way they play it out, the way some of the story, it gets a little campy at times.
Okay.
There is once or twice, this is a warning for everybody, for all the fans out there. There are moments where the scenery, though, where it almost evokes a Batman Forever, Batman and Robin type of image, where you're just like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, though, the movie's good for what it is. It's straight up action. It doesn't try to be anything more or anything less. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think the story's a little bit more cut and dry. It's definitely, and I got to be fair, a lot of reviews covered this. The Jigsaw character is played probably a little bit too much over the top.
Okay. I got you.
But, you know what I mean? But we can really, really go into it when you watch it. Definitely. Definitely one of those movies that's going to, if you're a comic book fan, it's going to evoke a reaction. It's like Watchmen. Like, we haven't seen Watchmen, or else we probably would have been talking about it for at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
But I'd be one of those agitated fanboys, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're a purist.
Oh, yeah.
He's that a book, purist, boys and girls.
That book was done in 1986. I mean, I was 9 years old when I read it.
Jesus Christ. Nobody's so fucked up as an adult.
That explained a lot, didn't it?
Yes, it does. I read that book at 16, and I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. It was actually a gift. It was actually a Christmas gift from one of my buddies, one of my parents' buddies.
Oh, brother, I hope he wasn't a kid toucher, or else that would explain a lot, too.
I'll stop.
All right, man. You know what?
Did Deuce pass out at the board?
He probably did.
He's an idiot. This guy, you know, poor kid gets his heart broken. Sorry to put your business out there, Deuce, but I think it warrants you getting more attention from the females on the show, by the way. So.
Yeah, for real.
Give me a gift and a card for the kid.
All right, man. You know what? Let's wrap this up, man. All right, so we wound up. So we had a bunch of problems. Anybody listened to it live and is now downloading it? We started 15 minutes late. What can I tell you?
And we wound up going longer than we were supposed to anyway.
Yeah. Give me 1 second, Sid. Just start running the plugs.
All right. Run the plugs.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. You can catch either one of us on MySpace. MySpace.com/ Skills Row for the PAB. DA Conglomerate for myself. You could also catch us on our email address. To Bodega Radio.
Yeah,
it's
gone.
Yahoo.com. Paulo, you should be drinking right now.
I what? Who?
No, I'm just saying. You heard crack a bottle. I said you pop one up right now.
You know what, man? This sucks. I don't even know. What plugs you got out? I don't even know.
Let's see. What else we got out? You can Charlie catch us. And I'm a college graduate.
You know what? We will promote the hell out of the next show. If it's going to be a really big, big, big one, we'll definitely promote it probably to the point that you guys will be annoyed with us. At the amount of time
I have a surprise coming in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. We'll see what's up. We don't want to.
Yeah, we can't make any guarantees. It's going to happen. It'll happen. It'll definitely will happen.
Yeah, we're going to. I'll put it like this. The next show, though, I think we're also going to get into. There's been a couple of decent hip-hop, like I said. I think I said this the last show. We've been playing a lot of old stuff.
Okay.
So I think the next show will probably start incorporating one or two new joints. Like, I wanted to get to the Slaughterhouse track today. I won't even get into the explanation of that one, but we'll save it. We'll save it.
Yeah.
Sid's going to be on the one and twos in the very near future and in one of the next shows once we get everything cement. And like we said, we got the MySpace pages. Double Dago Radio at yahoo.com.
Live Talk Radio for you. Dago Live for the live version. Conglomerate Radio on the web, conglomerate.podomatic.com. Also with Sky, Star Asia, Star On Demand. Check your local listings for the syndicated show this weekend, because obviously the live version is not going to get to air.
So,
all right.
All right, so we are out, people. We'll see you next time.
All right.